Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams live from the Right Side Studios, man, local, state, national, covering down on all the issues. We are solid conservative and just plain right. This is my monologue for the day. All right, there's been a great deal of talk of late regarding so-called sustainable energy solutions. Well, I'm here to tell you that unless there's a move toward the free market, that so-called sustainable energy solutions are unsustainable. Why? Because nothing works in perpetuity when it requires continual government subsidies to prop it up. That's why. The free market is a very simple process. I mean, if someone can build a better mousetrap, then that's the one that people will ultimately want. The people are free to choose from among all the various mousetraps out there. But let's walk through an example here. Picture this. So here's the example. John and Jane Doe have an idea sitting around their kitchen table about how mousetraps could be more effective. So John and Jane Doe take out a second mortgage on their home. They risk everything. They buy the jigs, the forms, the marketing materials, the website. They obtain the patent for their design, and they start in their very own garage building mousetraps, and the business takes off. Folks come from miles around to buy John and Jane's better mousetraps. The unseemly issue of mice in the houses of America falls to record lows. Life is good. And then the protests begin. And the animal rights activists claim that John and Jane's mousetrap is just too harsh and damages the fragile mouse population. And then the government is petitioned by the lobbyists for the protesters. There must be reform. So the government determines that a more humane approach to trapping mice is needed. That it must involve what they call catch and release. But no one wants a catch and release because the mice just keep coming back. So the government decides it must now penalize John and Jane by regulating their business into submission. In the meantime, the government spends massive amounts of tax dollars to help underwrite an industry that no one really wanted to build the new humane catch-and-release mousetraps. Huge amounts of time, expense, and government subsidization using tax dollars are spent to then re-educate the public on the need for catch-and-release mousetraps. Businesses spring up by receiving government grants to help underwrite their efforts to now beat John and James' mousetrap business. Catch and release becomes the byword of the day. Activists scold those who would still use John and Jane's mousetraps. John and Jane, having had enough of the government-led persecution, quietly shut down the company they had poured everything into. And all of John and Jane's loyal employees are now out of work. A whole town that used to rely on revenues of John and Jane's mousetrap factory falls into decline. A virtual black market of John and Jane mousetraps continues to help feed people's desire for a mousetrap that actually traps mice. And then 5 years later, the government subsidies run out, and 80% of the catch-and-release mousetraps companies can no longer sustain their operations because the market was actually not real. The illusion of the catch-and-release industry was that it was really only sustainable as long as the government propped it up. There was no reason to create a long-term, affordable, effective catch-and-release mousetrap that people really wanted. I mean, why bother when the government will just pay you to build a mediocre version? And the mice population then grew and grew, and homes had mice in them. And then one day someone said, "Hey, I got a better idea for a mousetrap." And the whole cycle starts over again. Well, that was obviously a fictitious scenario. Or was it? To be honest, what I just described to you is the exact scenario playing out before our eyes in the realm of green energy right now. The so-called sustainable energy field is currently unsustainable. Now, critics of my position will shout that we have to prop it up until it can stand on its own. The people don't know what's good for them, so government has to tell them. I got news for those critics. One day those subsidies will run out, and because the competition that comes from the free market was not allowed to actually play out, we will actually be no better off. Listen, personal example. Back in 2013, 2014, I had one of the biggest fights of my 8 years in the state legislature. A company called Pioneer Green determined that it was going to come to small-town rural Etowah and Cherokee counties right smack in the middle of my district, and they were going to build a giant wind farm along the scenic Shinbone Ridge. I've talked about it on the show before. Shinbone Ridge runs along Highway 411, a beautiful ridge. It's in the foot of the Appalachians. It's adjacent to rolling farmlands, homes, Weiss Lake, and Shinbone Ridge is also home to a natural treasure called Cherokee Rock Village. I studied the plans for the 350-foot-tall swirling fans they wanted to build. I went to the town hall meetings. I studied the industry, and I found multiple reports of what happens when cattle are exposed to the daily revolutions of those fans, when property values are subjected to the towering neighbors adjacent to their property lines, what happens when no reclamation plan for the land is put in place to restore if they abandon the project like they have in so many places. What happens when a blade breaks and slings its 170-foot multi-ton self across a neighbor's property? What happens when local governments are also not allowed to be able to say no if they don't want it? What happens when giant companies are allowed to be immune to lawsuits because they're so necessary and they're subsidized by government and they're not required to even carry liability insurance? What happens to local airports when this new giant obstacle on the approach route is built? But listen, all those questions were reasonable, but Pioneer Green was full of government money. So it offered the local school system a big annual payout, and the school board was all in at that point, and the county commission was seeing dollar signs, and it began forcing its way onto lands that had been protected and preserved for generations. This is real. All of it was done with government monies backing them up, so we fought. And they used their government-subsidized riches to hire no less than 6 lobbying firms to oppose the little old Alabama senator whose constituents were panicking over the loss of all they had worked for. And we fought. And we fought some more. And then one day there was a turning. We held a public hearing, again, in the Alabama House. And I was presenting my concerns and the simplicity of a bill that would simply require that they be a responsible business and all those things I had asked questions about that they had to deal with. And then my friend, Barry Moore, who was then serving in the state house, who's now in Congress, he asked a very simple question. I'll never forget it. He literally said it this way. He said, "Mr. Pioneer Green, I have one question for you. If you didn't have all that government money backing you, could you build this wind farm? Could you sustain your operations?" And there was a hush in the committee room. And the representative of Pioneer Green quietly said, "Well, no, sir, we could not." And we won. I got my bill passed. Shinbone Ridge and Cherokee Rock Village and Weiss Lake and all those beautiful farms are still naturally gorgeous. There's no wind farm on Shinbone Ridge. The people won that one fight. They realized there was no benefit to the government running the mousetrap industry. You see, it's a green new steel that we're watching. When the green energy companies are forced to actually compete in the private sector, then and only then will we have long-term viable solutions. So listen, it's funded by government with your tax dollars, so don't fall for the green new steel, my friends. Is the energy sector capable of doing something? Yes. But right now, it is not sustainable to build sustainable energy solutions because the government is propping up that sector altogether. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, I'm just serious. Do I know that giant fans generate electricity? Certainly. Do I know that solar panels work? Yeah. I've known folks who put solar panels on their house. I'm good with it. You know what? All of the above policies aren't bad. But when the government picks the winners and the losers, when the government underwrites with our tax dollars a whole section of industry to give them a leg up because they can't compete otherwise, well, there's no way it's ever going to become affordable. Why make it affordable when the government will pay for it, right? Free market, that's got to come into play here. All right, folks, plenty more. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.